definitely human.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review Podcast, a podcast for the post-hope generation. I'm David Price.
And I'm David Knight, and this week we'll be reviewing Oreos.
We'll be judging the biscuit on three categories, taste, texture, and biscuitness. So first up, we'll look at the taste.
We'll look at the taste.
Look at the taste. We'll taste the taste.
Sure.
We'll experience the taste. Yeah. Okay then, thank you very much. First off, just like the first impressions, the packet is kind of like blue, which
it's
is an odd
not something you color. Would typically associate with confectionery.
No.
Toothpaste, maybe?
Yeah,
it does
yeah.
look like a toothpaste packet.
Yeah. It looks like maybe these are kind of
like
those
a
like cakes, you like almost like a urinal cake or something.
Yeah,
or something you put to turn the water in your toilet blue. It's
It certainly kind of stands out on the shelf, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It doesn't look like other packets.
It's bold, you know. And I also, when you open it as well, you get that this hit of vanilla. It's a very sweet smell.
It's a very strong smell as well, not something that you. It's not something that I necessarily associate with biscuits.
No,
like the smell of warm biscuits. Like in,
where are you getting warm biscuits from?
Like, when someone's baking biscuits at home in your little rundown, like higgledy piggledy country farmhouse.
Yeah.
It's like, you know,
are you confusing your life with the Roald Dahl story?
Look, I grew up in the countryside. The smell of biscuits is well known to me.
Really?
And the smell of blood.
Oh, okay. Right. Yeah, yeah. I grew up in the city, so the smells that are familiar to me are diesel and fast food.
I guess you had it better in that respect. But like, what I mean is, like, we all know what warm biscuits smell like. If not, like, necessarily what it actually smells like, we've heard it described in
books. Right, yeah.
In, like, Harry Potter, probably.
Yeah. So you've heard the smell of biscuits, and we are looking at the taste of biscuits. So this is just sensory overload.
But usually, like a normal biscuit, you don't really get much of a smell from. Whereas with Oreos, straight away, bam, there's big, strong smell that they've obviously manufactured very precisely in their biscuit factories.
Yeah.
Biscuit laboratory? I don't know how they do it over there in America.
Biscuit bunkers. I imagine they're huge factories in like some rural like state with just a lot of empty land, like Utah or something.
Yeah.
And people speak in hushed tones about what happens at the big factory, which has like a 4-mile exclusion zone and is blacked out on Google Maps. And they're making Oreos.
Because Oreos is like
chemical weapons.
It's a big biscuit in America, right?
Yeah, I think it's like a quintessential American biscuit. And we should point out, actually, that we are recording this on July the 4th,
yes,
Independence Day. God bless America.
I love America. God bless America. Land of the free.
Land of the free.
Home of the brave.
Home of the brave. And home of the people with great taste in podcasts.
Yeah.
Because about 70% of our downloads come from America. So
I've always said I love America. They're the best country. I think they're a fine people.
A fine people.
I miss them.
I miss them.
I said it. I miss them.
I miss them too. Yeah, and you know,
they turned away from us. That's fine.
That's fine. You know,
yeah, I'm not bitter. I don't know about you. It doesn't. You know.
No. You know. I think it's. You know. Don't be sad that it's over. Be happy that it happens at all.
Yeah. I think that's very much their kind of feeling about it as well. Because today they are celebrating leaving us,
they're celebrating finishing their shit relationship and then just going on like a singles holiday to Magaluf. And
Dave, England and America have a special relationship. That's what they always say.
Yeah, I just fucking hate that whole special relationship bullshit, because it is just like a pathetic way for people in like the British establishment to feel like they're world players, they're it's really like, relevant. Yeah,
as
it's
if
like,
we're
get over it,
on
mate.
America's radar at all. They do not think about us.
No, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Occasionally, there'll be like a wacky English character in like an American sitcom or something.
Yeah.
Lots of jokes about how funny they sound.
Yeah. Or the Queen will say or do something, or someone in the royal family will die and then they'll remember us. And
yeah.
They go back to trading with China and Canada.
Exactly. They just think we're quaint, if they think of us at all. We're just these kind of, you know, foppish, milky, funny sounding kind of like weak people.
Yeah. Wow. I would like to point out that the UK is the second largest download area for our podcast.
Great place. Great people. Love great the people. Love English people, the British people.
Yeah.
Great people. Always said so.
Yeah, so yeah, we are reviewing America's Biscuit, I think.
On America's Day.
On America's Day. God bless America.
God bless America.
Yeah. Editor, can you please insert the Stars and Stripes, Star Spangled Banner, please? Yeah. But if we can't get that, please just play a Pitbull song. Mr. Worldwide. I think he's from Puerto Rico. I don't think he's American.
America takes everyone. That's the great thing about America. That's the principles that America is founded on.
Yeah, and I haven't been keeping up with the news, but I think they're still going for that kind of vibe. Yeah.
And because obviously it's July the 4th, mm-hmm. we've done a special thing just for the podcast. We've dressed up.
Yeah, as our favorite presidents.
And who are you dressed up today?
Well, I'm dressed up as kind of, I call him America's granddad. Probably the most lighthearted and sort of jovial of presidents.
Sure.
The Joker in chief, Richard Nixon.
Yeah, Richard Nixon.
I am not alive anymore.
That's great.
That's my Richard Nixon impression.
It's really good. It's really good.
Yeah, it got the jowls going as well.
Yeah, I think you nailed it.
Thank you.
I will say, I'm a little bit upset. I'm dressed as Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah, it's all in.
Now the thing about Nixon is he just kind of wears clothes that normal people wear, doesn't he? Like everyday sort of modern people, just a suit or whatever. Yeah. So like sort of walking down the street.
To hide the phlebitis.
You haven't been turning a lot of heads. me, on the other hand, just as Thomas Jefferson, which I've just realized for an audio show that no one's actually going to see anyway. I feel like I've got it to a lot of effort for no real payoff.
I think it's gonna come across. Mm-hmm. It's in the voice acting. It's you've got method. You've gone like Daniel Day-Lewis,
sure.
Where, you know, he's gone to play a bullfighter, so he's gone and lived as a bull to try and get into the bull's head for 2 years.
Right,
and then the film gets cancelled.
Yeah, great idea, but I don't see where the kind of like connection there is between Thomas Jefferson or any president really and reviewing biscuits.
Well, we've got to spend that Patreon money somehow, so I think this is as good a way to spend it as any. So America's Biscuit, and yeah, it's very, like, you know, the packaging is very bold. They go for blue color, which, as you're saying, is not the kind of color you'd have on something.
What's the weirdest color that you'd have for a biscuit packet that you'd see on the shelves? I think green.
You think green?
If you saw biscuits in a green packet, I think that would throw you.
I would think that they just have pretensions to some kind of like upper class living, like basically like After Eights or something. The poshest of biscuits.
No,
or the poshest of snacks.
That's just because they're mint. If it was a mint biscuit.
Well, green I associate with mint, so I guess it's that.
But do you associate mint with the upper classes? They're all there at the Ambassador Polo.
Yeah, I think, you know, you got after eights. You've got...
You've literally only got after eights, and I don't think posh people eat after eights. I think it's like a Ferrero Rocher situation.
Oh, they eat Ferrero Rochers, yeah, that's it. Okay, maybe not then. Maybe I'm just kind of revealing my pauperish background. Maybe, well, you know, I don't move in those circles, so I can't say for sure that people who... do move in those circles, don't eat after eights and matchsticks.
So maybe Thomas Jefferson was eating after eights and matchsticks. We don't know. We may never know or care.
Yeah, but green is unusual. I will agree. Green is quite unusual. It does make me think of mint, but I'm
not... Unless it's a mint biscuit. You would expect it to be mint. I guess it's kind of like crisps.
Yeah.
And you associate the color with a certain flavor, even though it doesn't really make a lot of sense why.
And for some reason, Walker's, the salt and vinegar crisps is green when everyone knows that salt and vinegar is a blue color.
Yeah, everyone knows salt and vinegar is blue.
Yeah. yeah, okay. Well, green's a weird one. I think a black would be very strange because I can't think of anything. Well, I guess you have black currant and blackberries, but that's almost like more of a...
That'd be purple, a purple, yeah.
Yeah, and that'd still be a weird fucking flavor for a biscuit. Yeah, I think white would be a strange one as well. Kind of, and that's going to the same issue we got with the blue Oreos, which is that it's like toothpaste or something.
See, I'm now sort of like giving away my sort of poor working class upbringing, because white I associate with in supermarkets the cheapest products they have, all white brand. Which is what I was my sort of exclusive brand as a child.
Why do they make them white? Why can't they just like have a nice color?
They want you to feel like
that is it, isn't it?
You're worthless.
It is. That is it. Like if you don't have any kind of money, if you don't have any wealth, you don't have any assets, then you don't deserve to have anything nice.
I remember as a kid, like the deep shame of having those. Like, you know, I try and hide them.
Oh, I keep it light.
I'm trying to like hide like the packets of like whatever it was that I was eating at, like, you know, school and stuff.
Oh, mate. Don't make me feel sympathy for you. This show won't work if I start feeling, you know, any kind of positive emotion.
Or just any feelings towards me at all. Fair enough.
Okay, well, actually, to be honest, I think the weirdest color is blue.
It is really weird. It looks really like weird, a toothpaste packet.
Yeah. It's a bold biscuit. It's, you know, and I think the kind of if you're going to compare, it's like a UK biscuit, it'd be the custard cream, I'd say. But I think the difference is like a custard cream, I feel, is kind of anonymous. It's a good biscuit, you know. I don't want to prejudice any future judging, but
a custard cream has a history, and it's got a kind of confidence in that history. A custard cream doesn't need to be showy or flashy or kind of try and grab your attention with like all these kind of like, you know, chemical smells or kind of like bright packaging or whatever, because it knows that it's a biscuit with pedigree. The Oreo is like this young upstart.
Yeah,
kind of reminds me of a certain country.
Yeah, I think this is why I'm liking the Oreos, because they are bold and it's aspirational. It's
don't get me wrong. I prefer the Oreos kind of like whole jam. I think, you know, being kind of superficial and kind of just like concentrating on the surface elements.
Yeah.
I respect that.
Yeah. I mean,
I value that more in biscuits and in people.
Well, this kind of speaks to me like, this is an aspirational biscuit. This is like, you can stand out. It's okay to stand out and be who you want to be. You know, it's kind of, it's black, it's white, it's bold. Whereas, you know, kind of the custard cream, it's kind of beige and it's pale and it's a little bit anonymous. And it kind of,
kind of reminds me of a little country I know.
A little island in the North Atlantic. And I'm not talking about the Faroe Isles. There is kind of a hint of that sort of weird aristocratic old money. Like, it's vulgar to work, it's vulgar to spend money. Whereas the Oreo is like, life is great, let's enjoy it, let's go out and live it, and, you know, live our best lives. You know, there's a certain joie de vivre about these, which the custard cream is just a little bit...
I'm starting to come around to the Oreo.
I'm feeling a lot of affection for this biscuit.
I haven't even put it in my mouth yet.
I already fucking love it.
It's got a nice weight to it as well.
Yeah, it's... Yeah, there's kind of... there's a lot going on. And I quite like the texture, like the... I don't even know, it's like kind of crosses. Holy shit, is that like a German iron cross stamped on it? Is this how I find out it's got some weird kind of...
Wait a minute, is that an eye? is this made by the Illuminati?
It makes sense, yeah. And I think actually, if you kind of rearrange the letters in Oreo, it says Bush did 9/11. Wow, this is big. Okay. All right then. Well, I guess should we get down to actually tasting it now that we've, you know.
I don't want it to disappoint me though. I feel like we've built it up quite a lot.
You know, not going to eat it because it's like you don't want to bring it down from that pedestal.
Maybe like America, it's better as a promise.
Oh, wow, that is a great line. Oh God,
kind of doesn't taste of anything.
Quite sugary. I'm getting the vanilla hint. And it's like, there's like a sort of slightly salty, bitter aftertaste. In a good way.
Now I can taste it. I think like when you initially put it in your, it's a good job they give it all that smell that like comes out of the packet. Because when you actually put it in your mouth, it's just nothing. But then, yeah, I agree. It's like the vanilla, the aftertaste, that kind of chocolatey, bitter, salty aftertaste. I like it a lot.
Yeah.
I got to say.
I like the biscuit. It's kind of. My criticism of American sweet or American chocolate.
Your criticism of America. Okay, good. Yeah, no, yeah, go on. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I suppose you have to go back to the policies during after World War II. No, it's, you know, American chocolate, like Hershey's, if you had American chocolate.
It's garbage.
It's shit chocolate. Yeah. I'm sorry, America.
Happy 4th of July. Your chocolate is garbage.
Yeah, there are many things I love about America, but yeah, chocolate is dog shit. You should know that. It's because it's very sugary and it's not very chocolatey. And that's kind of what I thought my criticism of this would be, because it's kind of like a chocolatey biscuit.
Mm.
But I think it's good that they haven't gone heavy with the flavor. It is kind of sugary and there's like a hint of cocoa, but not too much.
Yeah.
And that then works well with the vanilla, which is very sweet. You know, it kind of balances nicely. Then you've got that nice kind of slightly salty, bitter aftertaste. It's a complex biscuit.
It's a very complex biscuit.
Yeah.
Like
America itself.
Oh, God. This full Thomas Jefferson costume is really hot now. can I just take the wig off?
No.
Okay.
Stay in full costume. You made your bed. You made your costume. Stay in it.
Yeah, it's a really nice biscuit. Mm. I didn't think I would like it as much as I did, but I really enjoyed it.
Mm.
It's good. And I think it is it's not too chocolatey. Mm-hmm. It's got that kind of nice bitter thing going on. It's very salty and there's a lot going on and you can actually taste the complexity of it as you're eating it, which is like really, it comes back to this thing of like the biscuit is trying to impress you. A lot of thought has gone into like making this like a good biscuit. Because I feel like with other biscuits and particularly kind of like English biscuits, they do just sort of like, you know.
It's a bit grudging.
Yeah. It's like, you know what a fucking custard cream is. Just have this one.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, oh, you want a biscuit, do you? Okay, we're just going to stick some wheat in a bowl and a bit of sugar and a bit of butter or whatever, and we're just going to stick it on the shelf and sell it for whatever. And you'll buy it because you don't know any better.
Yeah.
And you're too polite to ask for anything better.
Yeah.
But this is like, we're going to make the best biscuit we can make. We're just going to do this and do that and do the other thing, and we're going to sell it all over the world. And I appreciate that, you know?
Perfect. Nailed it.
Nailed it, yeah. I'd say it should. It's not just because of, you know, our cultural background, but I think we would probably be a happier, more prosperous country if the Oreo was our national biscuit rather than the chocolate digestive.
We need to accept it into our hearts.
Because
we were talking about that before, like in the last episode, the chocolate digestive is kind of like on the top of a lot of lists in Britain when it comes to, you know, what is the best biscuit?
Yeah,
what's the most quintessentially British biscuit? All this kind of thing. You know, for starters, it's custard cream.
Yeah.
But like disregarding that, they put chocolate digestive at the top and it's like, Oreo is a better biscuit.
Yeah.
Like hands down. And I think...
We've still got a fair way to go.
Okay.
You know.
But I mean, I feel fairly confident saying that because like, at least in terms of taste, because the chocolate digestive did not taste good.
Yeah.
But I think the reason why it doesn't feature higher in that list is it's prejudice.
It's prejudice, yeah.
It's English people being xenophobic.
Yeah.
I said it.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, kind of thinking that America is like this young upstart and they couldn't possibly produce something better because they don't have the history. Newsflash, they produce something better. It's a lot better. Get used to it.
Do you think we'd do quite well in America?
No. Because everything we just said about, like, you know, it's very aspirational, it's kind of out there, it's a go-getter, it's, you know, let's just kind of live our best lives. We do not fit into any of those categories.
Yeah.
You know, I think we are more suited to this country where you can, like, if you do the bare minimum, you can actually do okay. You can kind of like scrape by. Whereas I feel like if we went to America, we'd just get buried in like a week.
Yeah. And shot.
Yeah. Man, he's doing great things for my self-esteem this episode. Okay, let's do the scores then. So would you like to go first?
So I'm going to go with 3.5.
Okay.
Because it's a really good biscuit. Like, in terms of taste, I feel like I'm a bit more conservative when it comes to giving scores for taste.
Right.
Because it's... Because that's the
you
one...
You just expect a lot out of life, which is... which is surprising.
I just think, you know, that's the one thing that isn't subjective. Is taste.
yeah, absolutely, yeah.
No, it's more of a kind of aspirational thing. Like, I'm getting into that kind of American spirit a little
bit,
I guess.
Oh, okay then, you know, yeah. Oh, wait, you don't have hope.
No, okay, nothing then. Like that. But I do think, like, you know, perhaps there is a 4-star biscuit out there, and I don't want to kind of,
you
like...
You do realize that it was rating out of 5.
Yeah, but... There's not a 5-star biscuit.
Well, let's just make it out of 4 then.
No, because that suggests that there is like...
This is basically the Spinal Tap up to 11. Like, why don't you just make 4 the top score? And then...
But I think there should be like a star that is unobtainable. You know? Because I think that best reflects, you know, life where just...
Well, let's make it out of 6 then. 6 is the top one. And then that can be the unattainable one. How's about that?
But there are just some things... No matter how hard you try,
yeah,
that you will just never have. I think that's an important lesson. It's okay. A very un-American lesson.
It's a very, yeah, exactly. Yeah, we're applying British judging and British thought to an American biscuit.
I mean, how else can we do it?
We can't.
Very British. I would say we're almost quintessentially British. I mean, you're not, you're Welsh.
You're a mole person from some mountain land.
But I'd say I'm a very, very British person. And you're, yeah, like you say, some kind of troglodyte or something.
Well, you know, you know, from Devon, there's a lot of when the first settlers, the pilgrims, when they from Devon?
Yeah, a bunch
of, like, religious fundamentalists who got kicked out of Britain.
Yeah.
Oh, history.
Greatest country on the planet.
Yeah.
Love it. God bless America.
God bless America. Okay, my rating then. Well, because I do not have your weird, truncated scoring system, I'm going to go for a 4.
Okay.
You're right. I'm kind of, it was good, but I think to go over a 4, something's going to have to really blow my socks off.
It needs to give you a kind of transcendental experience.
Yeah.
You need to, like, ascend to a higher plane of consciousness.
It basically needs to be LSD.
Yeah.
And that's the sequel show, the International Worldwide Global Drugs Review Podcast, which we will be doing from a non-extradition country. So I'm going to give it 4. Yeah, very good taste, you know. There's kind of a lot going on there. It's sweet, but not too sweet. It's, you know, good biscuit, 4 out of 5. So 3.5 out of 5.
I would say, can I do kind of a 3 3/4?
No. This is madness. So we have to draw the line somewhere, you know. We're getting to decimals or something. Okay, then. So we now move on to testing the texture of the biscuit, which includes the dunkability.
Yes.
So now, normally, we dunk our biscuits in tea.
Yeah,
for obvious reasons.
Like normal people, yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
That's the way it's done. So I guess that's what we'll be doing now.
Wait.
What?
Wait. On this special American edition of the
America.
International Worldwide
Happy
Global...
Happy 4th
of July. Skin Review Podcast. Happy 4th of July. God bless America. So apparently with Oreos, the thing is dunking them in milk.
Nope, not a thing. You're misinformed. Nope.
I'm sorry, America. I forget to... Tell me, embarrassing, tell you, you're wrong.
I'm sorry, you appear to be dunking... This is awfully embarrassing for both you and me. You appear to be dunking your biscuit in milk, like a child.
So we have tea, so we can do like the standard tea dunk, but we also have milk.
This is getting very scientific now.
Yeah, because I had I brought with me half a pint of opened milk.
Did you bring this glass as well?
No, I didn't. That's your glass.
This is my glass.
Yeah, it's a nice glass.
I've never seen it before.
Is this your house?
Yeah, sure it is. Let's move on with the show. Come on.
Why is there an arm hanging out of the wardrobe?
Time is money. Come okay. on.
So, yeah, and it's the... And for, you know, full disclosure, this is full fat milk. Considering you just said that you're giving up dairy, mm-hmm. hope you enjoy it. Really savour this section.
I did say that in a section that we may or may not be cutting.
Exactly. So... we'll just
good callback there.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, what should we go with?
Again, this is work. So
it's work.
I've
so got to
have dairy.
Dairy
for work.
This is important work we're doing here right now. I'm making a podcast about biscuits. Why don't you support me? Okay. What do you want to start with? The tea or the milk?
I mean, I
think maybe as it's Independence Day and it's 4th of July. God bless America.
God bless America.
Maybe we should start the American way and go milk first.
Just go straight in. That's a very American thing to do, to just go for it.
Go for it. Let's
no
just, like,
inhibitions.
Go for it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't worry about the consequences. Let's just...
All right, well done.
I'm not being political, don't worry. I'm just saying, Operation Enduring Freedom, let's roll in there. And
how long are you supposed to dunk it for, do we know? What's the standard? What's the American standard? Please tell me you did your research. I mean, it's holding itself well.
Okay, because I'm going to find you now the description for the Oreos page on Amazon.com, the American Amazon. Wonder-filled Oreo is milk's favorite cookie and people aren't far behind, which is a really weirdly constructed sentence.
Yeah.
I'll just read it again. Wonder-filled Oreo is milk's favorite cookie and people aren't far behind.
Yeah,
it's
right.
It is saying that, like, humans are milk's second favorite cookie.
Cookies first, humans next. Quick question, Dave. What is a cookie? I don't think I've ever heard that term before.
Okay.
I'm still dumb.
We should probably address this now. There's probably a few pedants out there.
I really wish I hadn't put the biscuit in the milk because I'm...
Do you want to take it out, maybe?
Ooh, it's held its consistency.
Okay,
well.
So that's like a solid minute as well. But we should address this. There's going to be some pedant out there being like, they're not biscuits, they're cookies. And it's the same fucking thing, all right? It's like, you know, they're basically, you know, they're made out of, you know, wheat and
sugar
and
chocolate.
It's, yeah, it's all the same shit.
Sawdust.
Yeah, you got better things to worry about.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
You reckon?
Yeah.
You had a very long dunk, didn't you?
Yeah.
My first impression is that hasn't added anything to it.
Really? Yeah. What, like it's got the same consistency?
Or? Well, it was soggier, but it hasn't improved it. It's like the opposite of the digestive almost.
See, I held mine in for so long, it just kind of like melted in my mouth.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay, then maybe I need to just...
It's a very well-constructed biscuit.
Yeah. This is the peak of biscuit technology.
Yeah. You know? I love this biscuit architecture.
Yeah. Okay, then I've had quite a long dunk here. Yeah, it's pretty good, actually. Yeah. You go for a long dunk, and it does, like, the biscuit just kind of melts, and you start to get into, like, cookie dough territory. And that this is a whole other ball game. Holy shit, man. This is blowing my mind a little bit. This is, like, this is almost transformed into a totally different biscuit. This is almost transformed into, like, a soft cookie you'd have.
Yeah, exactly.
Holy shit.
So does that mean, because if this is, if the biscuit is kind of synonymous with dunking in milk, that's kind of what they do in America.
Yeah.
Do they then have to dunk every biscuit for like a minute to get...
I don't know. I mean, yeah, it was a long dunk. It's not like with tea where it's like you just kind of briefly introduce it to the tea and then take it back out. But it also holds its consistency, even though it's like absolutely soaking wet. It doesn't crumble off in the milk or anything. Yeah. I'm a fan of the milk dunk.
You have this kind of wild look in your eyes.
Yeah, this is like, you know, some teenager hearing rock and roll music in the 50s for the first time. My mind has been open to all sorts of possibilities now. This is some next level biscuit. I mean,
I feel like we're slightly spoiled now. Like, I can't imagine any other biscuit dunking as well as that dunked.
Yeah, that was because it did change into a totally different kind of sensation.
But we do have to take into consideration just how long it fucking took.
Yeah.
Like a minute.
Yeah, you need to kind of set aside a few minutes to really enjoy this. You can't just have like a nice relaxing biscuit with a cup of tea. But maybe that just, again, maybe this just speaks to the cultural difference where, you know, when we, you know, do something for pleasure, it's kind of just scraping by. We'll just like have, you know, Like our cuisine is just shit for years because we were just like, oh, you don't take any pleasure from eating. It's just fuel you shovel into your body.
I still believe that.
So you can go down the mines and get more coal for the masters. Anyway.
Still holds up. Whereas
Americans, they're like, yeah, we're going to have a biscuit or a cookie in their case. You know, it's going to be proper. We're going to really enjoy it. It's going to be the best cookie you have.
Savor it.
Yeah.
That is what they say about America. It's a culture of kind of really savoring the little things.
Yeah, they don't really go in for big, brash, superficial, transient things.
No,
that's been that. Well, yeah, the milk is. This has opened my eyes a little bit. I feel kind of honored that we've got to do this show and I've got to experience this. This is how I imagine like David Attenborough felt when he was with those gorillas.
Yeah,
in Borneo. Yeah,
pretty much exactly the same. Are you crying?
No, it's nothing. God bless America.
God bless America.
Okay, then. So should we try the tea dunk then?
Yes.
Okay. All right then. So we this is kind of a cultural mashup now. So we got British tea, which has obviously come from India, and American biscuits, which have probably come from a distribution plant in Huddersfield or something.
Yeah.
But so, you know, culturally.
Culturally,
a cultural mashup.
For the sake of transparency, we should probably say this is Earl Grey.
Yes. I have full fat milk. I've given David almond milk, as he likes to drink. I don't know how you milk an almond.
Don't read too much into it.
Just accept it and move on. Okay.
Well, I've actually made almond milk.
We've made almond milk.
Yeah, we've got a blender.
You've got an almond milker.
No, you just put almonds in a blender. It was quite nice.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to take your word for it.
I mean, it wasn't. It was fine. It was passable. I no longer eat cereal.
Is it like when you make a homemade pizza and you're like, that's pretty nice, but I could have definitely got a better one from a takeaway? Or just basically any takeaway food.
Yeah, but that's anything. That's the same with anything. Like anything you do, anything you make with your own hands, anything you kind of create, like any kind of piece of art that you create or story that you tell, can be done better by factories.
Yeah. I'm going for sure to dunk because I'm not sure how the heat's going to affect it. Its consistency holds up well. I'm going to go for a longer dunk this time. So, doing it on the weekend?
You know I didn't. Okay. Oh.
Mm. Did you lose yours?
Yeah. I've lost it. It's gone. It's somewhere at the bottom of my teacup now.
I just about managed to get it in my mouth. In this case, I think the tea dunk's not good.
They were right to go with the milk.
And this makes me wonder now, though.
No, don't you.
Do
no.
all biscuits
I can, no,
taste-
I can see which way you're going. You stop right now. Price.
Has the New World got it right? Has America, with its idealism, its hope, its, you know, its daring do, have they figured out a better way to dunk, which is milk? Have we wedded to our customs and traditions, you know, the reasons why we have them lost in the midst of our horrible past,
mm-hmm.
but we still do them, and we should be evolving, we should be moving to milk? I'm just asking the question. You answer it. Okay, then. Yeah, so on the dunking, I mean, milk is a runaway winner. That was
absolutely.
I'm actually the little bit I got left from dunking in milk. Okay, then. Well, I guess rating time. Do you want to go first?
Do we have to give it separate ratings or how do we go?
I'd say just give it, you know, the ideal, rate it on its ideal situation.
No. Because we are not American.
Okay.
We are British.
Okay.
We don't judge people's best selves. We judge them at their worst.
Right. Okay. Right. Okay.
And yes, dunking it in milk, it was a magical, beautiful experience.
Mm-hmm.
And it held itself well in milk. But we don't dunk biscuits in milk. And we never will again. Will we?
No.
We dunked them in tea, and in tea, it did not do well. So, like, if I were allowed, and I wish I could, if I were allowed to judge it based on its kind of how it dunked in milk, I'd give it a 4.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give it a 2.5.
Oof. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you kind of won me around a bit with your argument there. I think I've just been so swept up in your costume and my...
It's so hot. Can I please just take it? Okay.
The American flags, which you've pinned up all around your room.
I might just keep these up like all year round.
Yeah.
Just add some color to the room.
Yeah, and I think maybe I just got too swept up in the optimism and the possibility of a brighter tomorrow.
You dared to hope.
I dare to hope. And I need to remember my British roots, that things are just kind of a little bit rubbish and they always will be.
Yeah.
So I think you're right. I think if we're talking about a milk dunk, I'm gonna fucking blast out with 4.5.
Whoa!
Yeah, I know, man. It was true. It totally changed the biscuit.
Itself up by its bootstraps and it became something else.
Exactly, yeah.
It changed its circumstance. It changed its destiny.
Yeah.
It wasn't content to just kind of live a life of mediocrity that was kind of like handed down to it by kind of like societal norms. It was like, no, fuck that.
Yeah.
I'm going to be something. I'm going to be who I want to be.
Yeah.
Master of my own destiny.
But I'm now going to put it back in its box and judge it on the tea drinking because, you know, it must conform to the systems that we have here and we have had here for hundreds of years.
Yeah,
even though they only benefit a tiny minority of people, but let's not get into that. So yeah, on the tea dunk, I'm gonna say 2. Did you say 2.5?
Mm.
Oh, shit, okay, yeah, mine's 2.5 as well.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's a shame. Sorry, but I always have the memory of the good times of the milk.
For one amazing moment we were up there, weren't we?
We tasted the American dream.
We really did.
We tasted the American dream, my friend.
It was glorious. And now we've come crashing back down.
Okay, next up. So we've kind of, you know, we've talked about, you know, our views on the taste and the texture. Before we get into the final section, we're going to look at what other people online said.
Yes.
Because we all want to know what some stranger on the internet thinks about biscuits.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to hearing what the Americans have to say.
Yeah.
I'll be interested to hear if there are any negative reviews.
Well,
because they're not a very negative people. They're a very positive,
but
happy, upbeat. God bless America.
God bless America. But this is the internet we're talking about.
Right.
And the internet can bring out the negativity in anyone.
Even an American?
Even an American. I think, anyway.
Okay, we'll see. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, we're gonna just go on Amazon and see how people reviewed biscuits. So we're on the UK one first. Average review 4.7 out of 5. It's pretty big. Small sample though, only 12. So, so we got one here. It's a positive. It's 5 stars.
Okay. Yeah.
Title of the review: yeah. 5 stars.
Okay. Good. Yeah.
This is by Redhead, and Redhead says, "Nice and tasty." As I am.
Oh,
cuck.
Oh.
Give it a break.
Oh,
come on.
God. What? Why that? Like, why choose that place?
I don't know. Yeah, it's not a Tinder profile. It's fucking Amazon, you know?
Mind you, I do want to now meet this redhead.
Yeah, exactly.
See if they live up to their claims.
Well, I'm clearly a big fan of Oreos, so yeah. Okay, so on Amazon.com, the American Amazon, a whopping 374 reviews.
Makes sense. It is the biscuit of America.
It is, yeah. It is America in a biscuit. And the rating there, the average rating, only 4.3.
That is surprising.
That's surprising.
I was expecting 5 stars, nothing less.
So we'll start with a 5-star review. 5 stars. Who doesn't know Oreos are good? Do you need me to review milk too?
What?
So,
who is this person?
This is Book Monster. So you might want to think twice before you start, laying into him. Because
should Book Monster start reviewing everything in your life? Is that what Book Monster has to do? Because they will.
Okay, so this is the review. It's the perfect cookie when you have a glass of milk. Even the fake milk crap I'm forced to drink. This might be you from the future, David. This is future David. Although if they really move that factory out of the US, even the creamy deliciousness of the cream will not stop their profits from plummeting. Sad day for the noble cookie. So, yeah, Book Monster likes the biscuit, even with the crap fake milk.
Sure.
But wants to keep the Oreo manufacturing in the US. Okay.
That's fair.
That's fair.
Greatest country in the world. God bless America.
God bless America, yeah. It's another 5-star here. And the review, this takes the biscuit.
Ah!
All right, mate. You fucking leave the jokes to us. All right. Okay. Another 5-star review here. And this is by Happy Wife. Title, Crack for Milk Drinkers, Highly Addictive. Well, if you think that milk is like crack, can I interest you in crack?
Yeah. You might also like crack.
Yeah. I also just kind of imagine that Happy Wife is putting away a solid bottle and a half of Malbec a day as well.
Yeah.
That's kind of a weird name, Happy Wife, isn't it?
This
is me. I'm going to go back to my kitchen sink dramas.
A little bit like, now, yeah, Happy Wife.
Yeah. Someone's husband's going to get buried in the new garage one day.
As a little known fun fact, my Mars Corp character there, David Knight, yeah. Every time we come to record, we have the same kind of mantra, which is, to help kind of like get the voice of the character. It's suburban housewife hiding a terrible secret. I literally can't do the voice unless I think of that.
And it works. You know,
it really does work. It's like, oh no, officer, I haven't seen my husband today. Oh, won't you come in?
Okay, so yeah, this is 1-star.
Jesus.
Title of the review, Now Made in Mexico. Taste has gone way downhill.
Oh, God.
Yeah, body of the review, Now Made in Mexico. Taste has gone way downhill. One more wonderful product ruined by globalization.
Oh, God.
Because, you know, all those products have been ruined by globalization, like, you know, the iPhone and stuff. So, yeah, Skyhawk, not happy with the way Oreos are gone.
Skyhawk.
Yeah.
I was wondering who could possibly give a 1-star review, and that makes sense. Racists.
Yeah, you go. That's the only people who could, you know, think Oreos are just beneath contempt almost.
I think we should both stand by that. If you don't like Oreos, you're a racist.
Yeah, and I'd just like to say, and you know, there are a lot of people out there who probably call me brave for saying this, mm-hmm. but I don't like racists. And I don't like racism either. And that's on the record.
Wow, okay. Do you want me to leave that out of the edit? Or
yeah, for my safety, could you please? okay, so I think I'm going to end on this one, end the review section on this
okay,
one.
Okay, I'm ready.
I'm not sure you are.
Okay.
Okay, this is 5-stars.
All right.
The review. Another gift for my grandson when he wants a little something sweet. Great price online. Makes me feel good that I can still buy him cookies even though he is miles away.
Oh, God.
And that is just like, there's just too much beauty in this world sometimes. You know, I that is like genuinely heartwarming.
Oh, God.
I'm almost feeling an emotion for the first time in several years.
Your face is changing. Oh, what's happening?
He's turning into dust and blown away in the wind.
No, I just mean I don't think I've ever seen it move before.
That's the Botox. Yeah, that's very sweet.
That's like very that sweet, and that's so American.
It is, yeah. It's just sincere.
Clawing sentimentality.
And there we are, bring it back around. Okay, so this just leaves the final section, which is the biscuitness.
Mm. So with the biscuitness, we're going to change it up a little bit, is that right?
Yeah, because we fucked up so badly by opening with the chocolate digestive, which we decided was kind of like the archetypal biscuit. Mm-hmm. Spoiler alert, sorry. We think we need to expand it a little bit. So we're going to just talk about, you know, the essence of this biscuit. You know, we'll talk about, you know, how it conforms to the idea of a biscuit and the ideal sort of platonic ideal of a biscuit. But also, you know, kind of, how does it make you feel? What sort of, you know, where can you imagine eating this? You know, that kind of thing. So, yeah, so kind of, what are your first thoughts? What do you feel when you're having an Oreo?
Oreos make me think of freedom.
Are you being facetious now, David?
No, but they definitely make me think of America.
Right.
Like, it's an American biscuit. And up until now,
yeah,
I've always just kind of like, disregarded it as like, oh, I don't eat Oreos in the same way that I don't eat Hershey chocolate because it's American and not for us.
And you always complaining about the Great Satan. And
But yeah, I now realize like how sort of kind of close-minded I've been.
Yeah.
I should have opened my heart to Oreos and opened my heart to America.
Yeah.
Because it's a superior biscuit. It's a weighty, powerful biscuit.
They really excelled. They made a tremendous biscuit.
Now, definitely in America, presumably it's a sort of standard biscuit.
Mm.
When they think biscuit, they don't. They think cookie. But when they think cookie, they think Oreo.
Yeah.
For us, it is not, it's definitely not what you would think of as a biscuit.
No,
it's even just kind of the way it looks is very strange.
I think kind of like the look and the taste and the smell almost kind of puts it close to like a cake or something. It's
right.
Like it's too elaborate to be a humble biscuit, but it is a humble biscuit. And maybe if we as a culture start to accept that even a humble biscuit could be extraordinary, then we would be a happier, more successful, more free people.
Yeah. So where would you eat an Oreo?
Well,
Where wouldn't you eat an
probably
Oreo?
Probably at the feet of the Lincoln Memorial.
God bless America.
God bless America. Or possibly in a national park watching a bald eagle. or maybe just shooting a gun somewhere. I find it hard to imagine it in a British context.
Yeah, there's no little old lady sitting down with a cup of tea and an Oreo biscuit.
Yeah, and more's the pity.
Watching Countdown.
Yeah.
That's not happening.
Yeah.
But I can imagine, I guess as well, because like America has been sort of seeping into sort of English culture, British culture, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's particularly kind of like noticeable with the youths,
I think as well.
So perhaps it's a younger person biscuit, at least in Britain, you know.
Oh, well, if you want someone to judge on younger person issues, you got the right guy here, you know.
But I think like, I can imagine, like when I'm thinking about the environment that someone would eat a biscuit, my first thought is a kid's packed lunch at school.
Yeah.
I think a kid eats an Oreo biscuit in their little Tupperware.
I think you might be on something. I think like, you know, the Oreo has been available to buy in the UK. I think it's a fairly recent thing, probably like in the last decade or so. In the last decade, that's a recent time period for me, okay?
Well, it is.
In my very long lifespan, you know.
I mean, it is in Britain.
In Britain,
time is different. Americans won't understand this.
No, yeah. 10 years is, it's like that's, you know, so it's kind of quite a recent thing that it's sort of come about. So when I was growing up as a kid in the 1910s and when you were growing up in like, you know, the 80s and 90s, Oreos weren't available. So you had to settle for, you know, a chocolate digestive. But maybe the kids of today, maybe they're growing up with Oreos and they're going to have a bolder, you know, more aspirational, more ambitious view for tomorrow and believe that the world can be a better place and maybe they will make the world a better place.
You're saying that America's impact on sort of the younger generation in Britain is a force for good. It's positive. It's like we're all kind of like hoping one day just once all the olds die and just like a few generations down the line,
we liquidate them, whatever comes first. Yeah.
We might be kind of close to be sort of reaching America's kind of level.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, I think it's a choice between chocolate digestives or Oreos. And for me, there's no choice there.
God bless America.
God bless America. So, I mean, for biscuitness, it's hard. It's again, we have to judge it in a British context.
Mm.
And I feel like in a British context, which, you know, draws heavily on our past and our upbringing, it's like a one.
Yeah, it's a one.
It's a one.
Yeah.
But for tomorrow, for the future, it's a 10 out of 5.
Yeah.
Maybe if, you know, people like someone, say 10 years younger than you and about 70 years younger than me was reviewing it, they would come at different scores. But based on our upbringing, it's I think it's ones both ways.
Yeah.
That's a damn shame.
Yeah.
Wish I didn't have to do it, David. Wish I didn't have to do it.
Well, one day our children will be sat here where we're sitting now.
When we have passed on this burden.
To them, yeah. They are. I don't know if anyone's ever said this before, but they are the future.
I don't think anyone has said that before.
Do you think I'm the first person to ever say that?
Yeah, I think you're the first.
Yeah. It's just something I've been thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
So children are the future. They will lead the way forwards.
Yeah.
They are the ambassadors for hope.
Yeah.
And we're currently living in a post-hope world.
Yeah.
But maybe there's a flicker.
Okay, so yeah, in summary then, so David, your scores?
It's a 7, which doesn't sound great. It's definitely one of the better biscuits I think I've ever had.
Mm.
So the fact that it's a 7 is, it's an atrocity. I don't think I'm using that word lightly.
No.
But I'm a product of my time. I'm a stuffy old British David.
Yeah.
It's good. It's a 7.
Yeah.
Just on technicalities, really.
So yeah, so we're looking at 7.5 for me. Yeah, again, it doesn't deserve that because that puts it below the chocolate digestive, but the Oreo, it's a superior biscuit, you know. But unfortunately, the people who made up the rating system here totally fucked it. We can't change it now.
It's far too late for that.
No, it's a bit like kind of the ingrained class prejudice and class system that we live in Britain. It's not fair, but it's the way it is. And we don't have the energy or the will to change it. So we're just going to go along it and just deal out injustice. In this case, a 7.5 for me for Oreos.
So the beautiful, plucky young Oreo, so full of hope, with so much to offer the world, is just trapped in mediocrity by us and our horrible rating system.
Yeah.
Behind digestive, which does not deserve its place.
No, this young upstart from the new world has come back to the old world, and it is being crushed under an Oxford brogue into the ground.
So
I'd say happy Independence Day, America. You looks like you probably made a good choice.
You're better off without us. God bless America.
So you've been listening to the International Worldwide Global Biscuit Review podcast. If you like the show, please leave a review on iTunes and spread the word online.
You can follow us at Human Definitely and check out our other shows, Mars Corp, The Infinite Bad, and The Bunker. You can also check us out on Patreon, where you can get access to additional content from this episode.
I'm David Price, he's David Knight, and you can join us next time when we'll be reviewing Hobnobs. And remember, hope is dead. Have a great week.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.